Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Easy Cater, committed to helping companies, from nonprofits to the Fortune 500, find food for meetings and company events. With online ordering and 24/7 live support, learn more at easycater.com.
You're listening to Shortwave from NPR. Daisha Williams does something very, very cool. She's a quality engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab.
My job is to ensure the safety and the quality of everything that we build.
So you're making sure everything is, like, on the up and up before it goes into space.
Mm-hmm. So I get to get in a clean room every day and do a lot of inspections on how tight a screw is being tight, or how are we keeping this hardware clean so that we don't get our germs into space. We make sure this thing actually works once it is launched.
She loves her job. But it didn't start that way. When Daisha got to NASA in 2018, just out of college,
it was very exciting, a little bit overwhelming. I suffered from a little bit of imposter syndrome, for sure, and a bit confusing, I will be honest.
What do you mean by a bit confusing?
There's no women in my group. There are only a few African-Americans in my group, or people of color for that matter. Nobody looked like me, no one acted like me. So it was definitely different, and I did not fit in.
That feeling of not fitting in at a place like NASA is something that Daisha is working to change. And she's doing it in kind of an awesome way. A way that helped her fall in love with math and science when she was a teenager.
Energy and force, mathematics, studying the Big Bang. I'm observing something, and it may be nothing. A hypothesis could change the game.
Okay. I'm Maddie Sofia. Today on Shortwave, Daisha Williams' path to NASA and how she's rapping about science and math to make it more relatable and memorable, especially to kids of color.
Reason it like, hey, if then statements, okay, okay. Yeah, we're switching up the game to educate.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Integrative Therapeutics, with vitamins and supplements previously available only through practitioners, including Cortisol Manager. Unlock your best self with clinician-curated supplements from Integrative Therapeutics, now on Amazon. Support for NPR and the following message come from Indeed. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Get a $75 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/shortwave. Terms and conditions apply. This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
NASA wasn't necessarily a childhood dream of Daisha's. She was struggling a bit in school, and NASA wasn't even on her radar. So tell me a little bit about, you know, what was your relationship with math and science when you were younger?
It was not a good one. I was a part of this desegregation program as a child. I started in third grade, and the desegregation program, basically, it sent kids that were from underprivileged areas to schools that had bigger budgets and better curriculums and things of that sort. So going into a school where the kids were essentially smarter because they had more resources, it was really tough for me to feel like, oh, this is something that I can do. So it wasn't very good until I got acclimated into, you know, how their teaching style and how to study.
What changed that for you? Was there, you know, like a specific turning point you can think of?
I would say my seventh grade teacher, she was willing to stay after school with me to help me figure out, you know, these topics that I was having difficulty with, and I ended up getting my first 100 on a test. And it made me so happy. It made my teacher so happy. It made my mom so happy. And once I, just that positive reinforcement, it made me want to study harder and, you know, take the extra mile to figure out these things that were difficult for me so that I could feel good about doing math.
So she started coming in early and staying late, studying on the weekends. And then she got an assignment, one where math and music, which Deja loves, came together.
One of our assignments was to create a song about the quadratic formula, and the one that she presented to us was really, it was real bland, you know. X equals negative B plus or minus the square root of B squared minus 4AC all over 2A.
It's not great.
Mm-mm. That wasn't the song for me. So when I took it home, I may have been probably listening to Soulja Boy on the way home on my MP3 player or something like that. And I just started saying, like, you know, X equals N is O negative. And then literally just made the chorus in one night at home. And I went and sang it in class the next day, and the whole class was like, oh my God, like everybody, you know, everybody else probably picked like nursery songs and things of that sort. And I came from a whole different angle, and the class literally went wild. I was like, oh wow, this is pretty cool. You may not get it right away, but you can practice every day. Don't be getting mad, cause all you gotta do is say X equals N. I didn't think of it as a potential career at the time at all. It was just a fun project. I was trying to get an A.
Yeah.
And continue to use it like throughout high school, throughout college, because, you know, finding the root of something is something that you have to do over and over again throughout your math classes. So it definitely helped.
And so you also came up with, more recently, some more like middle school math music about the order of operations, which is basically the rules you use to solve like an algebra equation, right?
Exactly.
And so I'm just going to say it the boring way. Okay.
Okay.
Solve the parentheses first, then the exponents, then you do multiplication and division, and then addition and subtraction. And you know what they told me to memorize that, Deja?
What?
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Exactly.
Okay, so now I'm going to play your version of that. Okay, we solve from the left to the right. Parentheses, exponents, multiply. Then divide, then add, and subtract. It's so good.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit more about, you know, how you're using music to reach out to kids and try to get them interested in science and math.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw that the most challenging thing for me was that the way that these topics were being taught, it was not relatable at all. Mm-hmm. And if it's not relatable, it's not memorable. A huge thing I always heard growing up was like, oh my God, you know all these words to the songs, but, you know, how are you doing in school? So I figured, okay, why not mix the two? If you can remember the words of a song, maybe we can use that as a tool to help you do good in school. And I know people are so emotionally attached to hip-hop music. It's the most streamed genre at this moment in time, so I wanted to use something that touches the world to be able to teach it in a fun way and make the topics relatable and memorable.
And so you basically, are you sending these songs out to like high school teachers and that kind of stuff?
So the teachers actually find me, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to organize it a bit better and make songs to go directly with school systems curriculum so that maybe this could be in the classroom one day.
So, you know, what kind of struck me when you were talking to me earlier about the desegregation program, you know, that it's like a lot of time and money and energy just trying to like get access to a solid education and opportunities, not to mention all the work that comes in after. Like, does that take a toll on you?
Most definitely. It was just surprising how much harder I had to work to, you know, succeed.
Right.
Just to get an A on a test, you know?
Right.
But seeing my mom, how hard she worked, it definitely motivated me to just keep going. I knew that this would pay off in the end. I didn't know exactly how, but I knew that not blowing off my homework or just focusing on the things that I shouldn't be focusing on, let me try it differently and see where it takes me.
And it definitely did pay off, right? So after high school, you went to Missouri S&T. Then you got this internship at NASA during college, and then NASA recruited you to work there, right?
So they reached out to me through email, like, hey, we saw that you're going to be at this conference, the National Society of Black Engineers Conference. We would love to interview you there. And I thought it was fake at first. I'm like, what? Okay, wait, what? Until I had the phone call, and they're like, yeah, so your interview time is going to be at, you know, 1 p.m. And the next week, I had an offer.
So Deja starts her job at NASA, And like she said earlier, it's a little overwhelming, a little confusing. Her first team, no women, just a few people of color. She feels out of place, but tries to fit in.
I try to lower my accent. Like, I try to say more intelligent or what people may think are more intelligent words, just using the jargon that they use. So I just have to switch my whole vocabulary to be able to connect with a whole different group on top of doing my job.
Right, right. And that's a cost, right?
Yeah, for sure. You have to become a master code switcher, not only trying to do my work and learn all the things that I don't know, but also trying to relate and be palatable, I would say. But I've gotten to a point where I am bold about it. Mm-hmm. I try to let my culture show through different just subtle things. Like, I'll wear a huge chain of work, or I'll wear like a shirt with Tupac on it, or just little subtle things like that to let you guys know that I'm here, I'm present, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I like that. So you said in the beginning it was kind of tough to fit in at NASA. What about now? Do you feel like you're more comfortable there? Are you with a group that you feel more comfortable with?
With the quality group, I definitely feel a lot more comfortable. They have shown a lot more trust in me. I'm out there on the field learning things day by day and becoming a better quality engineer by the second, I would say. So I'm super excited with this new team that I've been working with. And I feel proud to say, you know, I work at NASA JPL now.
What do you think specifically changed that made you feel more comfortable at NASA?
I would first off say time. And then also leadership totally matters. Just that constant communication, them checking in with you, they see if you need anything. They are allowing me to ask the questions that I need to ask. I'm not scared to ask the question and be thought of as, oh, maybe she shouldn't be doing that job. They'll just tell me the answer and, like, thanks for asking. Thanks for catching that. I'm glad, you know, you felt comfortable to let me know that you didn't know that and didn't make a decision without us. You know, just are willing to help. It's an amazing feeling that they want me to succeed. They see my success as their success. So it's a definite team environment that I didn't have at first.
Yeah. What advice would you give for other young folks of color that are excited about math and science?
First off, listen to my music so that you can have fun and learn it. Two, don't be afraid to ask questions in the classroom. If you have a question, there's somebody probably next to you or behind you that has that same question. So don't be afraid to ask questions. What I did when I was in the classroom is the first day I would see who's like the most eager to raise their hand. Let me sit next to them and try to absorb all that I can. And eventually we become friends. Eventually we study together. That was a huge strategy of mine. And I would say those are the key things.
All right, Deja Williams, NASA engineer, thanks for talking to us. Why don't you play Your Way Out?
Okay, we solve from the left to the right. Parentheses, exponents, multiply. And divide, then add and subtract. Now I don't think they heard me. Let me run it back. Okay, we solve.
This episode was produced by Britt Hansen and edited by Viet Le. I'm Maddie Sofia. Thanks for listening to Shortwave from NPR.
Now I don't think they heard me. Let me run it back.
Yeah, let's go. All right. Thank you, Deja. This was really fun. I really appreciate.
Support for NPR and the following message come from BlackRock's podcast, The Bid. On the latest episode of The Bid, BlackRock's chairman and CEO, Larry Fink, discusses challenges facing investors such as retirement and others where the global capital markets figure into the solutions. Listen to the episode on The Bid and subscribe for market insights from BlackRock's thought leaders. This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Your business faces specific challenges and unique opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, custom tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the expertise, strategy, and resources of a top 10 commercial bank, a dedicated team works with you to support your success and help achieve your goals. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial.
On NPR's Throughline.
We cannot function for 24 hours without cobalt because it's in our smartphone, our tablet, our laptop. And as a consequence, the lives of the people living in that part of the Congo descended into just a catastrophe.
Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.